Welcome back, everybody, to another day of trading on the floor of Dynasty Wall Street. Russ, John, Travis, back yet again to use DynastyTradeCalculator.com and all of its calculating and ranking goodness to help you make the best of a crazy time right now. You know, free agency, sort of, you know, legal tampering is still kind of free agency, right? Going crazy, players changing teams, and I am never going to remember who was on what team now. But we don't have a quarterback. It's always weird when we don't have a quarterback, but we don't. We are diving into the madness right away with Travis and running back. Which of these guys did you choose today, Travis?
I decided to go with the madness that is the Joe Mixon situation, because that's been changing even this morning with what's going on there. You know, he was going to be released by the Bengals. They were apparently fine bringing Zach Moss in instead of him. So I would actually look for the Bengals to do something else via either free agency or the draft at some point to try to replace Mixon, because he's actually been really good. But I was just interested to see where his value is now, as he's reportedly going to be joining the Texans as of this recording. Maybe he's going to flip-flop three more times today. Who knows? This running back market has been insane in terms of how quickly players have been getting added. But the Dynasty Trade Calculator, I'm sure there might be a slight adjustment to his value. But right now, he's almost the equivalent to pick 2.01 in the 2024 rookie mock drafts. That is for Joe Mixon. So pick 13 overall. So that's, you know, that might be a little bit.
Is that so early? That is so early. No.
What did you say the pick was?
201.
201. Hmm. Yeah.
That's so early.
That seems right. I mean, do you want Joe Mixon or do you want the running back one rookie from the rookie class?
I'll take the guy the Bengals are about to draft at the 201 over Joe Mixon. Look, it's the Texans have proven that they don't need superior talent at the running back for them to produce. Damian Pierce did it. Devin Singletary did it, which maybe I thought that's who you were going with for today, because he also changed teams. Like, so Joe Mixon, who is clearly not at the top of his game anymore, still can do pretty well there. That offense is good enough that it doesn't need to be Saquon Barkley there, though that would have been some fun. But still, 201 feels so early. Again, like it's not that far of a drop, but hit me at like the 204, 206, and I'm in season, I would do it without thinking about it.
And that's different too, because then you're not getting the guy that just slips out of the first round. Yeah, I'm also taking the pick, by the way, of course. It's a running back, but you know.
Yeah, so I was thinking that might be the case. However, you know, if you compare to where his value is versus rookie running backs on the calculator right now, and they're not the ones I'm actually going to compare him to. We'll get to that here. But like the top ones on the calculator are Trey Benson, Jonathan Brooks, Braylon Allen, and they're like, you know, around 9, 8, 7, or really just 8 or 9 points versus like 11 for Mixon. So they're like, you know, mid to early seconds versus.
Folks, 2.01. I promise I do not have control over the calculator. No matter what it says, the value for running backs is that it's terrible.
Well, hey, I mean, like that's the thing is, you're saying that all those guys are worth less than. The incoming rookies are worth less than.
I mean, the incoming rookies being seconds. Valued at what, like the 204, 205 or something is probably what like 8 or 9 points is worth, right?
Yeah, that's about right. So are you saying that's too high for you?
No, I'm saying that I think the calculator is accurately reflecting how I kind of feel about running back in general. I mean, I'm not looking for a running back above the 204 or 5. If I'm going to spend, I better be getting a guy like Saquon Barkley or something like that.
Okay.
Just rub that in there, John.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagle.
A couple of, like 2 months ago at this point, I traded John Saquon Barkley for the 110, and it was a little iffy for me, but I was bored and I didn't like that team, so I did it anyway. And it just hurts so much more now that he went to the Eagles.
Yeah.
I feel better.
I'm so happy that you do.
Okay. I mean, I was just curious just because of where, I mean, like the opportunity he's going to score some points for Mixon.
I'd rather Mixon well, over the rookies for sure. Okay. Like, I'd rather have him.
So that's the drug for you guys, but it's just anyways. Like the 2.01. You probably target a wide receiver or something else in that spot you would prefer. Okay.
Mixon will get the ball. I will say that. Mixon will get the opportunity. He should do something with it, and I hope he does, and he probably will, but man, like, we're going to have to assume full health and better than last year showing, and maybe he'll be like a running back 11 to 13. Like,
and that's fine. I'm okay giving an early second to have a running back that ends up in that 11 to 14.
But like that, guys, I'm saying that to me, that's best case.
Quick though. I know he's in a different situation, but he had 1,400 yards from scrimmage and a dozen touchdowns overall.
That doesn't matter.
Like,
that was last year.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but like half of that came in one game.
All that means is just what you mean is he had so many attempts and he ran for 1,400 yards. How could he ever do it again? Oh, he's a running back, is what you meant, right, Travis?
That's not what I meant, actually.
I know it's not what you meant,
but
that's how I take it.
Yeah. I
so
think
what about that, you, Travis?
I honestly think I barely prefer the pick just because of the depth of the wide receiver class and, you know, the youth of probably the running back one, you know, wherever that goes is probably going to be immediately more valuable than him. Maybe, I don't know, at least one of the depth is probably going to fill it out to where it makes sense because there's four quarterbacks, Brock Bowers, you know, six plus wide receivers. Yeah, I get it. But it's close for me, given that he's just going to score a lot of points most likely this year in an offense that's still ascending with the Texans. So I just wanted to ask the question just because it's really hard to gauge values appropriately immediately after the signings.
Another reason I would not give the 201 for Mixon is because I think I could literally give any second for Mixon at just about any time during the season.
Yeah.
Unless Mixon is locked up on a contending team, in which case they're probably not giving him to me right now anyways for the 201 if they think they're a contending team. But at any point, like, sure, here's my 25, second and third. Give me Mixon then. Like, I feel like he will be obtainable at any point. Of a lot of the running backs that have moved, he feels like last year's Alvin Kamara, just like constantly going to be tossed around the league. Second. Whoever ends up last with him gets him for the playoffs.
Like, I would gladly give up a 25 second and third instead of giving up a top 4 second right now.
Yeah.
Assuming I had all of those things on my team.
Okay. That's fine. I do want to ask about some of these running backs though, just in comparison to him, because people are probably going to be trying to figure out who they should target, who's going to be the best value. I mean, I know that it's still not point scoring. Still not point scoring season, but it's been a ridiculous game of musical chairs.
It was fun. Like,
it was
a dozen guys getting tossed around at different spots. So
I seriously said on Twitter, I really do want to start a league now where every year you have to trade your running backs. Like, you can't keep a running back for more than a year. You have to trade them. And if you don't trade them, they just all the running backs that aren't traded
dropped.
They get put in a randomizer and then they randomly get redistributed throughout the leagues. So you might get them back if you put them in the randomizer. They might come back to you. Otherwise, you trade them for another running back of the exact equal value. 3 years, $24 million.
That would be absolute chaos. By the way, like that would be such a John League. By the way, but
you lost Saquon. Well, you got the Andre Swift out back this year. Maybe next year you get Saquon back. You never know.
Yeah, that would be absolute chaos. Oh, so I will. So I obviously sounds like you prefer Saquon to Joe Mixon. How old do you think Saquon Barkley is versus Joe Mixon now? Like,
Saquon's 27 or 28, maybe?
There's probably like they're probably the same age. If not,
Saquon might be the same age.
They're basically the same age.
Okay. Like,
yeah, Mixon came in young. So, they were only 2017, 2018. They were only one draft year apart, right? So, that's the biggest deal.
But yeah.
I mean, they're both going to their second team, kind of second contract
ish.
They fulfilled their rookie years. So
okay.
So they're all the same age after that. right?
Well, let's see what we got here, because I'm interested to see where you guys would lean with this mix. And it's not all the same type of running back either. But so I think one of these guys is obviously going to be the top, but we'll see. Okay, so Josh Jacobs, Isaiah Pacheco.
Can you give us the team names as you go through them?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is now a Green Bay Packer, ladies and gentlemen.
Green Bay Packer, that's right.
Isaiah Pacheco, still with the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay. DeAndre Swift is now a Chicago Bear.
Poor Roshan.
Yeah,
I was joking, but it probably is actually a good idea to continue.
No, I need this.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, though. DeAndre Swift, the Chicago Bear, is third on the list here. And then Alvin Kamara, still with the Saints, I believe, as of now. Joe Mixon, apparently going to be a Houston Texan. And last but not least, maybe at least, I don't know, David Montgomery. That's six running backs.
Honest to God, who the hell is David Montgomery on now? Is he still lying?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize he was automatically going to be back.
Yeah. So what do we got? Because these six running backs, you know, some of them are actually still quite young. Like Pacheco, he's 25. I believe Swift is still 25. I think he's going to be 26 by season, but you know.
All right. I can go.
Okay. Go for it.
So I'm going to put Jacobs one. Combination of age and landing spot and the fact that Aaron Jones is gone. Like, to me, he meets the top of everything, you know, talent and opportunity. I have Swift second, and that is probably just my bias towards really liking DeAndre Swift. I regardless of what they do, because it seems like the trade ability of Justin Fields might be out the window at this point, but regardless of who runs that offense, DeAndre Swift will be the guy there, and the offense will get better based on what they do in the draft. I have Mixon third, Pacheco fourth. They honestly are the same thing to me at this point, though I get that age is very, very different between the two of them, but they're pretty good talents at this point in very good situations. Five, I have Kamara, and six, I have Montgomery.
I have the exact same list with the exception of I have Pacheco and Swift flip-flopped, actually. I have Pacheco second, Swift fourth. Jacobs is an easy top tier out of this for me.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought it would be.
I think David Montgomery is an easy bottom tier. I think Kamara is closer to being in that tier than he would be like to going up a tier.
At this point, Kamara with the other middle tier. To the people above him.
Okay. You were talking over me. I couldn't hear what you said. What?
Sorry.
No, that was me. I didn't hear you were still talking. My bad. I would put Kamara closer to Montgomery's tier than I would to the people above him.
Yes.
Same here.
I think he's still above Montgomery tier wise for me, but he could slip down real fast.
Yeah. Into that. My list is basically Russell's. So yeah. Whee! Yeah. It seems like we actually gave listeners some solid direction here.
Yeah.
we actually agreed. That's good. Hopefully that helps just sift through the running back market. But
keep in mind, the direction is still don't go out and pay for these players.
Yeah, don't pay up like crazy. But it's just, you know,
on your team.
Don't trade up for
Jacobs or anything like that. Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right now, I would feel good if I'm the kind of person that needs to look at my team right now and look at the starting lineup and all of that, which I'm not, but I know a lot of people still are. I feel fine with the top four of my list with Jacobs, Swift, Mixon, or Pacheco as my running back. You know, the leagues I run, at least, you only need to start one. So if I'm looking at my team and I have one of them on my team, I feel absolutely fine about running back at this point. If I feel the need to fill out my lineup, which you shouldn't, but like if I'm seeing just Kamara or Montgomery, I think a lot of these guys are still good enough.
Tony Pollard cracked the needle, crack anything for anybody? Like, does anybody care? Titans fan?
The Mr. Titans fan, yeah. How do you feel about Pollard to the Titans?
Doesn't do anything for me. I don't really care, but I'm curious your thoughts.
So actually, I wrote this up actually just yesterday, and just because the Titans had been so with Pollard specifically, I think that's a good fit because Titans had been rather predictable with Henry versus whoever else they had coming in to be the running back to go with him. Like, just because you can't, you're never going to have two Derrick Henrys, right? And so they're always, you know, going to run first or set up some kind of play action bomb or whatever when Henry was on the field. And if he was off the field, they were going to be passing. Like, that was the case, but dating back to like the Deion Lewis days, even up through last year with Tyjae Spears. They tried to improve in that regard and add Henry a little bit more in the passing game, and they did give Spears like 100 carries, but even so, it was pretty predictable for the Titans. And so for them to bring in Tony Pollard, who's essentially a clone of Tyjae Spears, like they're basically the same exact player down to like missed forced tackle rate, their explosive run rate, their even like drop percentage and receiving game usage. Like they're the same guy. And so I'm not sure that I'm like super bullish on either one to really take a significant workload there. And that might actually be a super frustrating situation because they can seriously interchange either one and the defense actually has to guess what's coming. So I think we're going to have a frustrating committee in Tennessee for the first time in a while.
Yeah. I wonder where Derrick Henry ends up. I think there's a lot of talk about the Ravens.
Yeah.
Put him on the Bengals, please. That'd be way more fun.
Our sources are all in on Henry going to the Ravens, and that's all but a certainty. Like that, we have the skeleton for the article already written. Like as soon as the news drops, it's
ready to go.
Yeah, it's ready to go. It's like the publish button is all that's waiting, and the contract details. So
nice.
That seems like all like by the time this publishes, that's probably going to happen. But we'll see.
I hope you got to delete that and send him to the Bengals.
It wasn't me who had to write it up, so no wasted work on my end.
Control nice. F Ravens.
Yeah. Control. Switch it all to the Bengals.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on. And so the seal was broken last week or last show with talking about rookies. And since there was nothing really super exciting wide receiver wise in free agency.
Darnell Mooney, Gabe Davis. Come on. These are best ball receivers that get you one start a year.
Since there was nothing, like I almost brought Drake London back, you know, even though we talked about him like maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, because I mean, Kirk Cousins is actually like almost best case scenario for them. But I want to talk about Marvin Harrison Jr. And so there was a few things I was curious about here. And the first one was clearly I'm not going to ask Marvin Harrison Jr. or the pick because that makes no real sense whatsoever. But I was very curious putting him into the calculator because the rookies are there. Marvin Harrison Jr. comes in at 42 points, 42.0. The 102 comes in at 43.0. So I guess my first question is, where are you ranking Marvin Harrison Jr. in your rookie Superflex drafts? I see some people have him 101 over Caleb Williams. I see some people having him 104 after the top three quarterbacks and anywhere in between. So right now for the two of you, what is your, like, where are you putting Marvin Harrison Jr.?
He's probably second for me. Probably. He is the player that I want to come out of the top four with more than anybody else.
Yep. Same.
But if I'm at the 101, I'm not taking him. I'm probably gambling and trading back to the 102, 103, or 104 if I can, and hoping everybody else goes quarterbacks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. And that's the thing right there. The 99% of the time, I will feel safe going from the 101 and 102 and expecting I'll be able to get Marvin Harrison Jr. But going even back to the 103, I stop feeling safe whatsoever. Like, yeah, I would need to know at that point. Yeah, I would need to know the people in front of me in that specific draft to know how I feel about it. But to me, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the 102. I know talk is so easy right now. But people have been saying, I have seen that they would take him 101 even in Superflex. But we'll see what happens if they ever actually have a 101 in a rookie draft. It's fun though. Like I like when there's not too much consensus. It makes it more exciting. So my list is not wide receivers because that really wouldn't help us much. So my list is a couple of different positions. So there's Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, And I wrote down Bijan Robinson, but really what I mean to say here is just your running back one.
Is Bijan not everybody's? I mean, he's mine. Is he not yours?
He is, but I know there are people that don't. And I just okay. In case one of you guys were just Travis, super in on Breeze or Gibbs, right? Or whatever.
I think Bijan is yours, right, Travis?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So for the three of us, it is Bijan.
Yeah.
I mean, my 4 and 5 is pretty easy here.
Really?
My 1 and 5 are
easy. I mean, I don't know which one's 4 and which one's 5, but I know they're my 4 and 5. And it's actually the quarterbacks.
You go first on this one. I'm more torn.
My top pick, it's not the running back. So Bijan's third on the list. So it's either Amon-Ra St. Brown, who we've seen it from, consistent, like him, or gamble on that. I think I have to go Amon-Ra St. Brown right now still. First, I want to know where Marvin Harrison Jr. gets drafted. Even then, I think I'm still Amon-Ra above him until I at least see something. It's not gonna take much for me to put Marvin Harrison Jr. over Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I'm not there yet. So the full list: Amon-Ra St. Brown, Marvin Harrison Jr., Bijan. I don't really care. But neither of these quarterbacks are ones that I particularly love. I'll go Kyler first, and then Anthony Richardson.
So for me, I have Richardson last by a good bit.
Yeah.
And it's not that he can't hit. I'm just saying like that there's, I mean, his profile was always, he's probably going to miss. And if he doesn't, he might break fantasy, but he's probably going to miss still. Like he'll come back and he'll do something great and make everyone go nuts. But I think long-term he's still going to wash out and be a miss. So I'll go him way, way down at the bottom. And then a kind of a tier all together, I think, with like the top four for me, like they're very close. I think I probably lean, you know, Bijan in the 3 spot and then Kyler on the 4 spot. And I think just because of the market value and when Marvin Harrison gets double counted for going 4th overall or if one of the top 3 teams actually takes him, his value is going to just go even further through the roof, because I'm not sure there's a bad spot where a team, like if a team is selecting him, he's going to be in line to just be that dude.
New England. And
yeah, it's just, that might, if he goes to the Patriots,
maybe like they're not the Patriots anymore. Like
it doesn't that, you matter.
Know, you doesn't know what I'm matter. Saying? But right now, Bailey Zappi is the Patriots. So
yeah,
but that's why it's locked and loaded. Like it's gonna be Caleb Williams, the 2 other quarterbacks, and then it's gonna be Marvin Harrison 4th off the board to the Cardinals. Like that is chalk. yeah, it's basically
locked. If he goes to the Cardinals, that's. It's going to be pretty nice.
I know. So to me, I actually put Marvin Harrison Jr. Say what?
If Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Cardinals, does it change your ranking of Kyler?
Doesn't move him up this list. It moves him further away from Anthony Richardson.
Yes. Yeah. They're all running away from Richardson by a mile at that point. But I think I lean Marvin Harrison Jr. 1, which is really bizarre. But I think that's where I am. I'm an R. St. Brown 2nd. Bijan.
Okay, so I wasn't. Kyler. Ready for this? I have Kyler 1.
What? Wow. Good for you.
Kyler had his worst production last season in a points per game fashion. He was the QB 10. His worst season. Where he's coming back from a major injury. And now we're assuming he's getting Marvin Harrison Jr. He still has Trey McBride. Like I don't see how things are worse than what they were last season, no less better than where they've been in the past. Because I keep saying Kingsbury, like I'm combining Cliff and Kingsbury. You know, that offense is gone, you know. So like Murray's my one. Like he's worked his way back into that second tier of quarterbacks with Herbert and Lamar. Of course, he's on the bottom end of that tier, but he's up back up there for me. Like, I take Kyler Murray before the non-QB one, which is why he's the number one on this list. Okay. I have Amon-Ra 2nd, just because how would you feel, like, if Marvin Harrison Jr. had the same first 3 years that Amon-Ra did,
you'd be pretty good.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for Amon-Ra's production to change at all. So
no, he's not Marvin Harrison, though.
He is not. His name is not Marvin Harrison Jr. He just has the name of a god, literally.
True.
Yeah. He does. I will say that there's it's very likely the Lions still actually make a wide receiver move in the next couple of days or like at the draft pretty early. So
they need something better than Craig Reynolds or Khalif Raymond, even though they fill in pretty James well Williams at times. But they need someone way more solid than that. Still, I don't think that affects Amon-Ra St. Brown whatsoever. No,
he's gonna get his for sure. So
and then not, I put Marvin Harrison Jr. 3 because he belongs there and he's easily before a running back who is my number 4, Bijan, and then Anthony Richardson 5. Where again, I have my 2 shares of him because just in case he does break fantasy football, I want to have some exposure to it, but I am not super hopeful. What I'm riding my Anthony Richardson shares are is that the NFL loves giving Florida quarterbacks extra chances. Like Jeff
who got an extra chance beyond Tebow? Did like Danny Werfel get multiple chances?
Jeff Driscoll was started for like 6 different teams and was not relevant half the time.
That's like starting because they just needed somebody and they're like, oh, Jeff Driscoll's available because he's always available.
And it worked, like, you know, and that'll be what Anthony Richardson is. It's fine, except he's a better runner than Jeff Driscoll was. Like it'll just keep happening. Anthony Richardson, I guess, clear bottom. But Anthony Richardson, I believe, is the highest in the calculator on this list.
Yeah, that's just because the market's crazy with him.
Just wanted to put that out. Yeah.
Super bullish on him.
Anthony Richardson and Amon-Ra St. Brown are the 2 players on this list above Marvin Harrison Jr. Bijan and Kyler are below him.
Yeah, 100% of the time, I would prefer Marvin Harrison over Richardson for sure.
Yeah. So, all right. So we are talking tight ends, John. What tight end are we talking, John?
Big smile.
Big smile.
Big smile. Oh, Desmond Ridder is no longer. Arthur Smith is no longer. Kirk Cousins is fine, is how I think I've described him in the past. But oh my God, Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Like, it feels so good. It feels so good.
Yep.
I don't think the calculator has reacted quite quickly enough. Damn the calculator. I will say on the pick point, Kyle Pitts is who we're talking about, obviously.
Yeah.
He's still like 17 years old, just out of college, has 7 years of experience in the NFL. Most of them are good, except for when he has a bad coach and bad quarterback. Something like that. Some of that's true. None of that's true. His name is Kyle Pitts. The 107 is what he comes in on the calculator. 107 for Kyle Pitts.
We're stuck on Pitts versus Bowers. And
not yet. We're not naming names. Just the 107
versus Pitts. I'm going to take a 107 because it has more power than Pitts does. And I think at any point, you still probably can get Pitts for the 107 at any time before you use it.
And Travis?
You said the 107.
107 or Pitts.
It's so impossible.
Blasphemous to say that.
I mean, the 108's an easy smash, I think, and I'm guessing based on what Russ just said, I believe I'm guessing saying that as well.
It's so hard to decide to trade away a top tier rookie pick this year.
It really is. I think I lean the pick. Just barely.
I'm taking Pitts.
I know you are. I know you
are. I would trust me. I would rather I'm taking Pitts because then I know what I have. This is usually I want the opportunity to then send it for whatever I want. But at the 107, I have a fear of I'm going to get the player that's left over that nobody else wanted that fell to the 107. Granted, this year, that's not going to be a bad player.
It's not a bad, but
I don't care. I'm taking Kyle Pitts, obviously. So.
But like, there absolutely is something in what you're saying in taking a pick that is even though it's the bottom of a very good barrel, it is still, you're taking the last of a tier. And John is saying, I'm going to get this player I want. And we've seen do well and is in a massively better situation.
Let's say all three of the wide receivers end up in crappy spots. I don't know that that's likely or possible, but let's say they do. We're still going to love Marvin Harrison Jr. Yep. But like, how are you going to feel if Roma Dunze is in a terrible spot? Like,
yeah, I get it. The known asset of Pitts. I think that is safer right now. You convinced me. That's fine.
But also, especially because of how, it's a perfect conversation because we know how John feels about Pitts.
Yeah. So and I think there are more Johns in my league than not. So when it comes to
yourself in that warm and fuzzy, I know, and I like this player. It's like the same thing of people asking me this pick or T. Higgins. Like, yeah, the value might be a little bit towards the pick, but I know the player. I like the player. And worst case, he's on the Bengals, which is not a bad thing. So I get that situation. So what's this list look like?
The list is actually tight ends. I don't know that we've talked about the top tier of tight ends. And my list of values is very different than the calculator's list of values. So I'm going to read them to you 1 through 6 in the calculator, because that's how far I had to go to get the Pitts. He is 6th. That's wrong.
I mean,
That's pretty low.
Sam LaPorta, number 1 in the calculator. Trey McBride, number 2 in the calculator. Mark Andrews, number 3 in the calculator. TJ Hawkinson, number 4 in the calculator. Brock Bowers, number 5 in the calculator. Kyle Pitts, number 6 in the calculator.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Travis Kelce retire and I didn't hear?
Well, he's old. He's now number 10 in the calculator.
What?
After Pitts, it goes Kincaid, Kittle, Ingram, Kelce, which we're not going to rank all those, but I do want to do the top 6 because that's what I had to do to get down to Kyle Pitts. But yeah.
The problem is my tight end 1 isn't on this list.
Who's your tight end 1? Kelce?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way.
Until he decides not to play anymore, he will still be the tight end 1.
I can't do that.
He's that good.
Can't do that. I'll give you my list since I already have mine up while you guys are thinking. And I was rude enough to bring 6 players to the table for a list, which is
audacity.
I know. It's awful. When Kyle Pitts comes into discussion, the rules go out the window. All right. So number 1, I have LaPorta. Number 2, I have Pitts. Number 3, I have Bowers. And I think those 3 are probably a tier for me, despite the fact that we haven't seen a single catch out of Bowers in the NFL. I think he's already a top tier tight end dynasty value wise for me. After those 3, then I go Trey McBride, Mark Andrews, TJ Hawkinson. And I think they are all a tier. I really do hope McBride continues on it. I really do need to make sure I trade every Trey McBride, every roster that I has Trey McBride, I trade that and try and get Kyle Pitts. Cause now is my time. I have to try it, I think.
Yeah.
Should have tried it a month ago, but I, got lazy.
Yeah. It's so easy to be lazy. It's so much fun. All right. So my list, I have LaPorta at 1. I have Bowers at 2, and it's really just because of hype and rookie and everything. I put McBride at 3, who I originally did write down 2, but I'm like, probably not, because I was a fan of McBride coming in, and we've seen that Kyler to tight end has nothing to do with who was running the offense. It's a Kyler thing. So I don't think that goes away. I have Pitts at 4, and it's really just a combination of age and injuries. Like, if Hawk didn't get hurt at the end of the year, he'd probably be 4 and Pitts would be 5. But
he also has Sam Darnold.
We don't know who his quarterback
is. Or maybe a rookie.
I am praying to whoever that they are not going into the season with Sam Darnold as their actual quarterback. That has to be backup veteran presence. It has to be, right? Like,
I think so. Yes, I agree with you.
But yeah, so not knowing who Hawk's quarterback is, and the fact that
JJ you're probably McCarthy, going according to Travis, I believe,
without him, and then Andrews at 6 with the combination of age, and he's gotten hurt a few times at this point. But again, this is still top tier to me. Andrews is still a very good tight end option.
Very good.
It felt pretty bad to me putting Andrews down that low on the list.
Yeah.
Okay, I think so. Yeah, Sam Laporta, clear one. Dang, dude. I think I'm just going to go ahead and put Brock Bowers too at this point.
You have to, kind of.
And then I think after that, Trey McBride and Pitts are kind of like right there for 3A, 3B for me. And then Andrews and,
Andrews over Hawk?
No. I think Hockenson, Hockenson barely, and then Andrews. And then it's weird, but yeah, Kelsey's dropping down the board. But I think I actually prefer Kelsey to anybody else after that. But it's really close.
So. I like when Travis agrees with me. It makes me feel smart.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, John.
Oh, I don't mind.
No. Ride your high, man. Absolutely go for it. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah.
I mean, literally, if he just actually gets catchable targets.
Which he will.
Yes. He might not.
He will not. Well, Kirk Cousins is perpetually underrated. So I think he'll get some targets that are decent.
It's got to be better. It's got to be better.
100% will be. So.
Well, we are going to end. We are closing down the floor of Dynasty Wall Street on this positive note. I hope you all have the warm and fuzzies like John does right now. But. Russ Fisher, Dynasty Outhouse, John Bosch at John Bosch FF, Travis May at FF_TravisM. Ring the bell.